Hey geeks, it's Jana and Ashley. Thanks for joining us for this episode of the Geek Girls Universe podcast, your place for the latest geek and fandom news.
Hey everyone, thanks for tuning in to this week's episode of the Geek Girls Universe podcast. As promised, we're here to talk this week all about the holiday excitement happening at Disney Parks. The first thing we want to talk about is Mickey's Not-So-Scary Halloween Party at Walt Disney World. It is Ashley's favorite party, and she has some tips to share about kids with allergies specifically. They have some really great programs in place, both at Disneyland and Walt Disney World, for kids with allergies.
Yes, so I've now done Halloween at both parks, and I've done Christmas at both parks as well.
I'm so jealous.
Oh, wait, you're jealous of me now?
Yes, I'm totally jealous of you.
Hold on. Let me bask in this moment.
Not salty, they're rare. Definitely jealous. I haven't done a holiday party at all yet. Like, no Mickey's Christmas. I've only done, like, just walking through the park at Christmas time. So,
Oh, let me bask in this for a moment.
Revel. Take it. Enjoy the moment.
Jana's jealous of me in this moment. It never happens. Okay. All right. Well, I feel great about that. So. Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween. Honestly, Halloween at the parks is my favorite time of year to be there, especially in Florida. The weather is a lot cooler. And if you are a candy person, I mean, I swear to goodness, I could have filled a suitcase with just the candy that we got at the Halloween party. The cast members are very generous with this. And if your kids are super sweet, I mean, mine were like helping to pick up stuff that had fallen. They were like, oh, your kids are the best. What kind of candy do they like? Take all of it. I'm like, please stop giving them candy. I love that you're so sweet, but stop, please. But anyways, my son does have a tree nut allergy. So we did the Halloween party at Disney World. And we told them that, you know, he has an allergy. So kids with allergies get a special bag. It's teal, kind of like the teal pumpkin that you look for when you're trick-or-treating at home. And at each candy stop, instead of getting candy, kids get a teal coin. At the end of the night, we took his coins to Town Hall, which is on your left as you're exiting the park, or on the right when you come in. It's where you meet Mickey and Tinkerbell during the day. And we cashed in the coins. Now, the stuff that they gave him was so cool. I was like, man, can I trade in my candy for this? This boy got cookies. He got gummy snacks. He got crafts, and they loaded him up. So it wasn't like he was missing out because he wasn't getting handfuls of candy. They hooked him up. He was not sad at all. In fact, I was like, can you share some of those cookies with me? Because those look really good. And they were. They were very tasty. It was the Enjoy Life brand, I think, which is a very allergy-friendly brand. So good. So good. Cookies were amazing. Okay, so you haven't done the Christmas party, and we're talking Halloween. So what do you like to do at Mickey's Not So Scary or Mickey's Halloween party at Disneyland? You got some. I personally like that we get some random characters to come out.
I love the extra random characters. So Jack and Sally are two of my favorites, and I always have to go get a picture with them. I love the Halloween photo ops that they do at the Haunted Mansion. I love the Haunted Mansion overlay at Disneyland.
Oh, it's my gosh, yes.
Literally my favorite thing ever at a Disney park. Yes. Like, give me a Disney park, it doesn't matter. I will pick Haunted Mansion overlay at Halloween time every single time. It's my favorite. I don't know why, but I love Nightmare Before Christmas, and that overlay just every single time I will go.
It's so cool.
It's literally my favorite. I just can't get enough. So that is pretty much the first thing I do every time. Jack and Sally all day long. So I love the meet and greets, the special characters that come out. I love that they do the ride overlays. I love that at night, they don't do the fast pass queue, but the lines are always short because, especially if you go as an adult, the kids are sometimes going and doing other things, right? Like, the kids really want to do the trick-or-treating, or they're doing the special shows. And so, you know, grown-ups, if they go without kids, can actually go do other things. They're doing rides, or the timing is different. They'll do a couple different showings of the Hocus Pocus show or the Mickey's Boo to You parade. And so if the little kids are going earlier in the evening, you can go ride rides. And then by the time the little kids are spent and they've gone home at, you know, say midnight, and you're there until one or whatever the hours of that event happen to be, you get more time doing the things that you might want to do while the little kids are doing something else. And so I love that they do different showings to give you different opportunities to kind of enjoy the park at your leisure.
Agreed. And there's a new fireworks show this year at Mickey's Not So Scary, which I won't be able to see it. We're actually going into Disney World right after the Halloween time has started, but I can't be too salty because I will be coming off a Halloween cruise with Disney, which is also amazing. But we're talking parks today, not cruise. But yeah, the new fireworks show, it features Jack Skeleton. He actually comes out on stage. You can see plenty of YouTube videos featuring the new show. It looks so cool. The projections have been upgraded. Mm-hmm. And the Halloween fireworks are my favorite fireworks show. So yeah. I love it. It looks amazing.
And they always have good treats too. I love the holiday treats. I mean, treats at Disney parks any time of the year are pretty fantastic, but I love the extra themed holiday ones.
Yes, definitely. I'm always in for a good treat.
So this year, Disneyland has a slightly new Halloween party with their Oogie Boogie Bash. That looks like a lot of fun, and I'm really disappointed. I don't think I'm going to be able to go. The week that I'm there, the tickets for both parties are sold out. I'm super bummed because that party looks phenomenal.
Oh, I agree. And they're bringing back World of Color mm-hmm. with the party, which was down when I was at Disneyland, and I was so sad because I love World of Color and my family didn't get to experience it. So now we just have to go back, right? That's what that means.
You absolutely have to go back. Are you sure you can't squeeze another trip in before your Disney cruise?
I mean, if I did, I might have to clone myself. Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. To get there. I mean, I'm up for it if somebody's got the technology.
So I mean, where's Tony Stark when you need him? I feel like that could happen, right?
No, life model decoy. I need a life model decoy to do my mundane stuff so I can just go be at Disney and experience all this.
Yeah, I think that's called a nanny. I'm not sure.
maybe. I don't have Tony Stark money, so I wouldn't know.
but yeah, and you know, so we talked a little bit about like the overlays that they do for the holiday parties. That's, you know, one of my favorite things over there. The Guardians of the Galaxy Mission Breakout turns into a Monsters in the Dark.
Monsters After Dark.
And that is so much fun. The Monsters After Dark is just, you know, a really great overlay extra fun way to experience the ride.
I love the way the cast members act too during Monsters After Dark. They're totally different than when you're there during the day for Mission Breakout. They had like the exhibits, some of the exhibits were covered because the whole premise is that you helped them escape earlier in the day. Well, now the whole tower has shorted out and everybody is loose. All the like creatures and whatever. And I saw a cast member walking by with like a cage that was covered, but like something was moving in the cage. And I was like, this is amazing. Disney just goes above and beyond with stuff like this. And I love every second of it.
They really do. Everything they do is above and beyond.
So now we can talk about Christmas.
We can. Oh, Christmas. I'm so excited to check out Christmas at Walt Disney World this year. I've only ever been to the Disneyland, like just walking around the park, but not any of the parties or anything like that. And this year I'm actually going to get to do the party at Walt Disney World. I'm going to do Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party. So I'm really excited about that. And they've got so much year for the holidays, a lot of new stuff and returning stuff. Like they have a new fireworks show presented by Minnie Mouse that starts in November 8th, and it runs through, I think, December 22nd is the last day.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So that will be a fun show for anybody who loves their fireworks shows. Yeah. Oh, is that you?
That would be me. I love fireworks.
They've got their Epcot cookie stroll is back, which is kind of fun. You go to like five different kiosks throughout Epcot's World Showcase. And if you buy five cookies from different countries to try, you get a six for free. It's like a special Mickey Mouse cookie. Who doesn't love cookies? They have their International Festival of the Holidays back as a whole. And so starting November 29th, you can see they have got their lights and decor up, holiday treats, live music, storytellers. They're bringing back the candlelight processional. I mean, it's always full of lots of celebrity storytellers, but like Neil Patrick Harris is back, mm-hmm. Whoopi Goldberg, Pat Sajak. Their celebrity narrator for December 30th and 31st is CNN's Lisa Ling.
I actually have I've seen Candlelight Processional a few times, but Neil Patrick Harris was my favorite narrator.
He's adorable. And I think he would be fantastic.
He was amazing. He was telling stories about his kids while they were going around the parks during the day. And we actually ran into him, which was awesome. He's super sweet. He and his husband.
That's cool.
So
they do, you know how they do those little scavenger hunts throughout the World Showcase? They've got a Christmas tree spree scavenger hunt featuring Chip and Dale this year that you can see. So you purchase the map and the stickers from the merchants in the World Showcase location, and then you hunt and you get a surprise when you're done.
Mm-hmm. We've done that for Food and Wine.
Oh, yeah.
And it was, we got a special, it was a Remy pen
cool.
at the end of the scavenger hunt. So, and you know, I like pens too, mm-hmm. pen trading. I just like all the things. Like, I don't know why I'm like, I really like that. And I like that. And I like that.
There's a new Epcot Forever Nighttime Spectacular that will be showing above the World Showcase Lagoon starting in October. I think October 1st is the premiere date. So that'll be there, you know, just in time for the holidays. So, and then one of the other big things this year is that Animal Kingdom is joining the holiday festivities for the first time ever. Yes. So that's kind of a big deal. Kind of a big deal. So,
just a little bit. Yep.
And I guess, I think, I don't know if it's all the lands, but like Discovery Island, Dino Land, Pandora, they're all getting something holiday-ish.
And the Tree of Life Awakenings yes. will reflect the holidays as well. Which is a really cool show to watch if you've ever had time to sit and watch mm-hmm. it. I like it. It looks really cool with the animals coming to life and such. And then over at Hollywood Studios, Jingle Bell, Jingle Bam is back. Sunset Seasons, Greetings, which is over by Tower of Terror. And Rock and Roller Coaster, there's like snow falling on the sunset and there's projections onto Tower of Terror. And it doesn't look scary at all for little ones. And new this year, they're doing holidays in Toy Story Land with just decorations and some sort of celebration. It's all new, so we don't know exactly what to expect yet, but it's all going to kick off November 8th.
I can't wait. It's going to be so much fun.
So I have to tell you, since you've never done Mickey's Very Merry Christmas Party, my favorite spot to view the parade is on Main Street. Now, you might have to get there early to get a good spot, but that's where the snow is falling is on mm-hmm. Main Street. So it just adds a little bit of extra magic to it. I really like being at the very end of Main Street for the fireworks show. If you don't have to worry about kids who can't see super up close, because again, like you get the snow falling on you while you're watching the fireworks and it's just a magical experience.
That is a great tip. I mean, how often do you get snow in Florida?
Exactly. Disney just thinks of everything.
They do. They really do.
Walt Disney World isn't the only Disney park that has exciting stuff for the holiday time. Disneyland also has their overlays as well. The Haunted Mansion holiday does run through Christmas time. So mm-hmm. if you don't get a chance to see it during Halloween time, you can totally check it out during November and December. Again, we both love it. I highly recommend it. Get the fast pass because that line is always long. When the
it is
always long. It's a Small World. Also, does a holiday overlay. They have lights on the outside of the ride at Disneyland, and then the inside of the ride is also themed as well, which is also pretty cool to sit through.
That is one of my other favorite holiday experiences. Like, I love the Haunted Mansion holiday one just because it's Jack and Sally, but It's a Small World at the holiday time is beautiful. And one of the things I love about Disneyland specifically is that because you start inside or you start outside and then you go inside and then you know, end up back outside. If you time it right, you can go in while it's like normal. And then you go when you come back out, it's all lit up for the Christmas and you're like, oh, this is so cool. Like, I don't know. It's kind of fun.
Oh, no, I like that. That's a good tip.
Yeah. Because people go back and they stand there and wait for the lights to come on. But if you time it, you can be on the ride when that happens. And so like you go in and it's normal and you come out and it's
that'd be so cool.
Yeah. So it's like this whole, I don't know. It changes. And then, yeah, they have their Christmas fantasy parade and the Believe in Holiday Magic fireworks at Disneyland also.
And over at Disney California Adventure, Cars Land gets a holiday layover with Mater and Luigi, and it gets dressed up. And they do that for Halloween as well. We didn't mention that, but Cars Land does get a overlay. Mm-hmm. Not like a complete ride overhaul, but like Mater, it's Halloween music that he's singing as you go through the tractors. And Luigi is the same thing. So it's super cool. And they also have Disney Viva Navidad and Festival of Holidays for just like street parties and just a celebration of, you know, what a great time of year.
So exciting. We cannot wait to visit. Gonna have to make myself a Disneyland visit as well as a Disney World.
Well, I am hoping for a Disneyland visit in December when a certain movie is coming out.
Yes, that's gonna have to happen.
And if that happens, we will be together at Disneyland.
I mean, that's a big duh, of course.
Doing all the things and reporting back about how amazing it is.
Side trip. Yes, absolutely.
Yes.
Friends, thanks so much for listening again this week on the Geek Girls Universe podcast. Next episode, we are going to talk about the fall TV lineup, new shows, new seasons, etc. And we look forward to chatting with you again. Thanks.
Bye.
Thanks for listening. Join us again next time for more geeky goodness.